Hi there, welcome back to your last and final lesson of this little mini audio course. This is the final lesson, and some of you might say, all of those things are great, Carmel, that you've taught me, but I don't have time for this. I work late hours, I've got six kids, I don't have any private spaces in my home. What can I do on the full moon to really harness the energy of the moon, but maybe not go to the full extent that you're going? Well, here's my tip for you. One of the 911 things that I think anyone can do and you should do on a regular basis, if not only during the full moon, is an Epsom salt bath. You can 100% run yourself a warm bath, light some candles, and toss in some Epsom salt. Salt has been a protective mineral since biblical times. This is definitely the mineral that you want to be using to protect and to release everything that no longer serves you. I would highly recommend lighting some candles, locking the door, and just using this time to be private with yourself and to see everything releasing from you. When you drain the tub, I want you to imagine that everything that you've released has now gone into the water and down the drain and forever gone from you. See yourself when you're getting out, place yourself in a bubble of white light, and nurture and love your body. It's so often that we'll take care of everyone else, but we don't take care of ourselves. And we have to remember to nurture, to love ourselves, and to take care of ourselves, because it's so, so important and vital to remember that yes, you are here to bring joy to others, but ultimately this is your experience and you're here in your lifetime to enjoy it, to experience, and to become one and connected within your own self and within your own life. You can also smudge your home or your property with water. You don't have to use a burning smudge like Palo Santo or sage or cedar. You could smudge your house with water and just go along and sprinkle fresh water that you might have taken from a river or a creek. You can use your words, you can use music, you can use prayer, you can use meditation. You can leave a jar of moon water outside at night and let the moon charge the water and then use that to smudge your home. You can decorate your front door, and witches say that when you put a broom upside down at your front door, it will keep you safe, guarded, and protected. You can plant herbs and flowers at your front door, either inside or outside. You can have a candle that you light every time you walk in the door and you come home, and that's just an affirmation and a way of cleansing. And you can change the candle out on the full moon, so instead of having the white candle there, maybe it's a black candle or a red candle, so that you're doing something a little bit different, because you're creating a full moon ritual. I hope that you've enjoyed this course. It's a mini audio program in order to give you some tips and insights into giving you some direction on some things that you can do on the full moon. Listen, if you have a full moon ceremony on the next full moon, I would love to hear about it. So please tag me at carmeljoybaird.com or at carmeljoybaird and let me know what you're doing. Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, I'm on all of those. You can find me. I want to hear about your full moon ceremonies and what you're doing to harness the energy and the power of the beautiful goddess that we know, the moon, who's here to guide us and see us step by step through our lives.